Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, local fresh food aficionados are counting the days. But until those fresh veggies are ready, what to do? Lisa Brotz has one answer in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
A hallmark of early spring in our part of the country, apart from the fickle weather, is an almost primal desire by many of us for fresh food. That fondness we had for root vegetables a scant few months ago has completely faded. We can buy green things grown in faraway places at our favorite grocery stores. We have to wait until our farmers markets open in May to get the local stuff. Or do we? There's this trend on some farms toward opening things up to the public during that weird lull between very early spring and when the markets get going as a way of getting a jump start on the for real growing season. Some growers can start produce early in greenhouses. Others have livestock producing eggs or milk starting in February or March. Some of them sell the produce and other products on their farms, and others offer an experience to go with their produce, like a hot breakfast or a farm tour. Prairie Fruits Farm, just north of Urbana, does all of the above on their farm Saturdays before the market season gets underway. They're selling their own goat cheeses and other products. They're partnering with a couple local farms to have local and seasonal green things for sale. They're offering up an a la carte, all-local breakfast, and you can check out some incredibly cute baby goats, over 130 of them at last count. Prairie Fruits Farm, co-owners Wes Jarrell and Leslie Cooperband told me, evolved from a few fruit trees, a big garden, and three does and a buck to its current farmstead cheesery, orchard, and kitchen, complete with professional chef, in less than 10 years. They arrived at their current level of operations kind of by accident, but always in response to what they knew the community could and would support. Their kitchen, which they added to the premises in 2007, was originally intended to be used to preserve orchard fruit and garden produce, but they decided, in addition to that, to start working with a local chef, Elisa DeMarco, to create all local dinner menus to serve to diners interested in a four-hour slow food style meal. That was 2008. But Wes and Leslie wanted to connect more with the community, with the people they met at the farmers markets, with the people telling them that the lag between the end of winter and the beginning of market season was too long for them. So they hatched the idea of the on-farm market first, followed closely by the idea for the breakfast. Oh, the breakfast. The fresh produce is great, and there's very little cheese or goat milk gelato, the latest product being concocted on the farm, left at the end of an on-farm Saturday. But what seems to get people really jazzed is the breakfast, made from almost all local ingredients.
With the kitchen, we're like, well, how can we get more people out here? So we'll start making them breakfast, of course, with all local food. It kind of took off like a wildfire. It's become a phenomenon in that we now get upwards of 300 people coming here on a Saturday morning. For 3 hours, we have what we call open house, so people can have an all local food breakfast. They can buy cheese. They can buy early season produce from Blue Moon or Tomino's Farm is the other one. And they can see the goats. And for a lot of people, that connection with the animals is a big draw.
Chef Elisa DeMarco left her job at a busy big restaurant to come work at Prairie Fruits Farm. The kitchen size may be smaller, but that doesn't mean things are any less hectic for her or her kitchen crew.
Other kitchens, a lot of times the preparation will be done in advance, spaced out throughout the week, and we really try to capture freshness in our kitchen. Everything is about farm to table, so it's a lot more hectic right before. Goes the same for our farm dinners because everything that we do is done that day.
They serve over 100 people an hour, folks. Happy people. I found one such person while I was waiting in line for my own food, Urbana resident Lisa Hinchliff.
Breakfast out is one of my favorite things anyways, but the opportunity here to have a breakfast where it's made from ingredients that are from here and also raised by farmers that I know because I shop at the market and I talk with them and I know about how much they care for their land and their food and their passion for feeding their community. So you know, the food is great, but there's that extra little added bonus of knowing all the people that put their heart into making it and making sure that the community is well fed.
What's happening at Prairie Fruits Farm is that value is being added. It's not being added just to food, like fruit into preserves or goat milk into cheese or gelato, but it's being added to the visitor experience on the farm. We can't all farm, and most of us don't want to anyway. But by visiting local working farms, eating something fresh and homemade, or just watching goat kids and chickens hang out, we're getting a little bit closer to what we eat.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.